This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 23rd of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing Certainty. This group processing session is 58 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
February 23rd, 1954, morning tape. Processing. We should get now something of which you're certain. Let's see if we can find this now. Something of which you're certain. Throw them aside till you get one. It's real good. Something of which you're real certain. All right, now let's get the most certain thing you can get about yourself. A thetan. And now the most certain thing you can get about yourself, a body. Now the most certain thing you can get about the sexual act. And your highest certainty that you can get right now about children. Now, any certainty you can get about families. And any certainty you can get about fathers. Any certainty you can get about mothers? And the most certain thing you can get about groups? Any kind of groups? And some certain things that you can get concerning mankind. And your highest certainty about animals. And a high-level certainty now about the messed universe, the physical universe. And any certainty you can get about space. About energy. About jewels. About mountains. about planets. About stars. Now, the most certain things that you can get about ghosts. About spirits. About thetans. About the devil. Most certain thing now you can get about God. All right. Now let's decide on a certainty about yourself. And getting one from somewhere, let's decide one. And let's decide something about sex. I don't care what you decide. Just decide something about sex. Decide something about families. Right, now let's decide something about groups. I don't care what you decide. Groups are made out of pink cheese. It's all right. Just decide something. Now decide something about mankind. Get this with great decision. Don't consider it. Just decide something. You know, men are no good, or anything. I decide something now about the physical universe. Decide something about space. Decide something about energy. Decide something about jewels. And something about mountains. And decide something about ghosts. About spirits. Decide something about thetans. Decide something about the devil. And decide something about God. Now decide something about your case. Okay, now let's tick off some various energies which are not at this moment making you certain of anything. Let's check over some energies that are not at this moment making you certain of anything. All right, now let's get something you are not afraid of. For sure, no. Something you're not afraid of. And then get some more things you're not afraid of. And some things you're not angry at. And some more things you're not afraid of. And some things which are not ridiculing you. Some more things that are not ridiculing you. Now be way up above Phoenix and check over some things you are not trapped in. Or just check over some things you're not trapped in. And now some things from which you're not flinching. Some things from which you are not flinching. Now some things from which you can flinch. Well, let's check over some places where you were not. Now let's check over some objects. Some minute objects like grains of dirt or electrons or something that you can see around that you're not going to be like somewhere in the future. Find something you're not going to be like in the future. Some more things you're not going to be like in the future. Anything now. Get it for sure. Some things you're not going to be like in the future. And some places you are not. Okay. Now, let's find some things you wouldn't mind having from people. Let's get some more. Some more things you wouldn't mind having from people. Now let's check over some life forms that you wouldn't at this moment kill if you had a chance. Some life forms you wouldn't kill. Now let's get some dates you are not in. And some ideas you are not trying to create. Okay, find something you can be. Something you can be for sure. Some more things you can be for sure. Now let's be something. All right, now let's check over some things you don't have to be, at least tomorrow. Some things you don't have to be. Some more things you don't have to be. Oh, let's get one for sure. Then a whole lot more. Some more things you don't have to be. And some more things you don't have to be. and yet some are that you don't have to be. Oh, and let's get a whole bunch more things you don't have to be for sure now. And some more things you don't have to be. Check them over, spot one of the like, something like what you're checking off. Spot one like it. And some more things you don't have to be. And some things you do not have to stop at this moment. Some more things you don't have to stop at this moment. And now some things you don't have to start at this moment. And now some things you don't have to change at this moment. Now some things you don't have to be. Some more things you don't have to be. Now some places you don't have to be in at this moment. And some things you don't have to be. and some things you don't have to be in. And some kinds of machines or vehicles that you don't have to be at this moment. And some bodies you don't have to be in at this moment. Some more bodies you don't have to be in at this moment. Some more things you don't have to be. Get some for sure now. Now let's get some places where you don't have to arrive. And some places you don't have to leave. And some things you don't have to be at this moment. Okay, be well above Phoenix or right where you are and check over a number of objects. And into each one, put the postulate, it has arrived. Some more things, put the postulate in them, it has arrived. And some more things you don't have to be. And now some types of energy which you do not have to create at this instant. and some energies. You don't have to stop at this moment. And some sounds you wouldn't have to stop if you heard them. Okay. Now let's consider something. Let's consider the price of tires. Let's make a decision about it. Now let's consider the price of cats. Now let's make a decision about them. Now let's consider the heaviness of bricks. Let's sort of discuss now whether they're heavy or not heavy, or whether it's relative or not relative. Now let's decide something about bricks. Anything. Now let's consider horses. Let's decide something about horses. And let's consider now transportation. Big subject. Let's consider that. The pros and cons of transportation. To go or not to go. And let's decide something about transportation. And let's consider the subject of stoves. Let's decide something about stoves. Now, B the area with which you were doing the considering. Now, B the area that was deciding. Now, B the area which considers. B the area which decides. B the area which considers. Be the area which decides. Okay. You locate those things, though? All right. Be the space of the body. The space of the room. The space of the building. The space outside the building. The space of the body. The space of the room. The space outside the building. The space of the building. The space of the body, the space of the head, the space of the room, the space outside the room, the space in the room, the space outside, the space in the room. be the space of this building, the space of Phoenix, the space of this building, the space of the city, the space of this building, the space of the city, the space of this building, the space of the city. Okay, be the space back of the body. The space back of somebody else's body. The space back of your body. The space back of somebody else's body. The space back of your body. The space above your head. The space above somebody else's head. A space above your head, a space above somebody else's head, a space above your head, a space above somebody else's head, a space back of your body, a space back of somebody else's body, a space back of your body, a space back of somebody else's body, the space of your body, the space of somebody else's body, the space of your body, the space of somebody else's body, the space of your body, the space above your head, the space above somebody else's head, the space above your head, the space below your feet, the space below somebody else's feet, the space below your feet, the space below somebody else's feet, the space below your feet, above your head, above somebody else's head, below somebody else's feet, below your feet, above your head, above somebody else's head, below their feet, below your feet, above your head, back of somebody else's body, in front of somebody else's body, in back of somebody else's body, in front of somebody else's body, back of somebody else's body, the space of somebody else's body, the space of your own body, the space above your head, the space of your head, the space of this room, a piece of your own space. Be the space of this room. Be in your own space, space you created. The space of this room, now in a space somebody else created. Now be in your own universe, the messed universe, somebody else's universe, your own universe, the messed universe, somebody else's universe. Be the space of your own universe. Be the total space of the messed universe. Be the space of somebody else's universe. The space of your own universe, the space of the messed universe, the space of somebody else's universe. be the space of your body, and find no body. The space of the room, and find no room. The space of the meshed universe, and find no universe. Mark up a prison and be the space of it. Mark up a slaughterhouse and be the space of it. Mark up a cauldron of boiling oil and be the space of it. Be the space of your body, the space of the room, the space of your body, the space of the room, space of your body, space of the room, space immediately around your body, space immediately around the room, space around the body, space around the room, space around the body, space around the room, space around the body, space around the room. Okay. Now let's get some things in your immediate environment that you're not in. Check it over. Get some more. All right, get a series of particles now. Two particles at a time, a series of particles that you're not holding apart. Whole series of particles you're not holding apart. And now a series of particles that you're not holding together, two at a time. Now a series of two particles each that you're not trying to prevent from coming together. Now a series of two particles each, they could be objects, anything, that you're not trying to prevent from flying apart. Now some places you are not. Now let's postulate, simply decide on some things that are really real. Now let's decide some more things are real. Just decide it. Now let's make a whole series of contradictory decisions which don't necessarily agree with each other at all about the state of your case. Whole series, each decision completely independent. Just a series of decisions. My case is in wonderful shape. My case is fair. A whole bunch of more decisions about your case. I will never recover. I have already recovered. Make each one with great certainty. Now, a series of decisions about your case, each one to be irrevocable, never to be changed. No agreement from decision to decision, but each one never to be changed, absolutely certain, that's it. Now make a whole bunch of decisions about other people's cases. Now make a whole bunch of decisions about other people's cases that you personally are going to enforce. You're going to see to it. Case is in horrible shape. I'm going to see to it that it's in horrible shape. Now make a whole bunch of new decisions about your case, each one independent, each one the finished, final word on the subject. Okay. Now we're going to assume arbitrarily that some sort of thought or word or symbol, if you thought of it or read it, would spring the bank, utterly clear you and so forth. We're just going to assume there's some magic word. And we're going to get now a series of words that won't do this. But are perfectly safe to think they won't do this. See if you can get each one now that you're real secure about. But if you think it, it won't just clear you, bing. Let's get some that are absolutely safe. Words, symbols that won't clear you, bing. Oh, get some more. Some that are perfectly safe to think without clearing you. Now, let's specialize a little bit. Let's get written words which might be presented to you on a piece of paper that you're absolutely sure won't clear you. Bing. Let's get some more of these. All right, now let's see if there aren't some objects which, if they arrived, wouldn't send you away. You know, an object could appear in front of you without sending you off somewhere. Let's get some that are perfectly safe to have appear. Now let's get some ceremonies with which such things or words could be presented that wouldn't make you go away. Okay, now let's get some things which could safely materialize in thin air before you without making you immediately clear or sending you away. Now let's get some saints or spirits which could instantly materialize in the flesh very unexpectedly before you without saving you utterly. Let's get some more. Now let's get some things that could pop up through the floor and confront you without clearing you immediately or clearing the hall. Now let's get some signs and wonders which could appear without altering the entire course of your existence. Get some more. Okay, let's find some places where you are not. Places where you are not. Find a couple of messed objects and hold on to them. Don't think. Okay, let go. Mock up yourself as having perished because of the processing. Duplicate it. Having perished because of the signs and wonders. Duplicate it. And find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.